Introduction. Land power is the ability by threat, force, or occupation to gain, sustain, and exploit control over land, resources, and people. ADP 3.0. Our Army provides the United States with a campaign-quality force able to secure, seize, and occupy terrain, sustain itself, and enable our unified action partners to interact with, secure, or control populations. When necessary, the Army conducts large-scale ground combat operations on land to achieve strategic objectives and impose our will on enemies. No other force has this capability. Our Army exists to defend the nation and protect our nation's interests. We answer the nation's call to serve whenever and wherever required. As the preeminent land warfighting force in the world, we are capable of managing crises and conducting large-scale ground combat as part of the joint force. Our soldiers, leaders, and units possess the tactical and technical competence to conduct successful operations across the full range of military operations and the competition continuum. We maintain the trust of the American people, who rely on the armed forces to protect and defend the Constitution and to guarantee their freedom, security, and interests, as we have always done. To talk about our Army is to talk about its rich and dynamic history. On 14 June 1775, the Second Continental Congress established the Continental Army, instituting the United States Army as the first service of the armed forces of the United States. As one of the oldest American institutions, our Army predates the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. For almost 2.5 centuries, soldiers have built a legacy of character, competence, and commitment, symbolized by the 190 campaign streamers that adorn the Army flag, each one signifying the great sacrifices of soldiers on behalf of the nation and the American people. The Army today is a force that is prepared to defend the nation and protect our national interests through prompt and sustained land combat. This includes forcible entry from the land, sea, or air, closing with and destroying a determined enemy with fires and movement, sustaining the Army and joint forces, consolidating battlefield gains to facilitate a sustainable peace, and defending our homeland. The Army organizes, trains, and equips the force to conduct offensive, defensive, and stability operations when employed abroad, and defense support of civil authorities, DISCA, tasks at home. The Army accomplishes its mission by supporting the joint force in 4 strategic roles: shaping operational environments, preventing conflict, prevailing in large-scale ground combat operations, and consolidating gains. The Army helps the joint force win when it achieves its operational objective in the performance of its roles across the range of military operations. The strategic roles clarify the enduring reasons for which our Army is organized, trained, and equipped. The Army provides its core competencies to the joint force, which are essential and enduring capabilities that enable unified action. These competencies define the Army's fundamental contributions to the nation's defense. Technological change, as well as both state and non-state actors that threaten global stability, continuously influence the Army. Our Army is a foundational component of the joint force that defeats enemies who challenge U.S. interests worldwide. Army forces provide combatant commanders the means to shape operational environments, deter potential adversaries, defeat enemies in all land environments, and consolidate military gains on the ground to ensure sustainable outcomes. The soldiers of today are the legacy of a proud heritage of selfless and courageous Americans who fought at Lexington and Concord, held the line at Yorktown, charged up Missionary Ridge, and went over the top in the Argonne Forest. We are descended from those who held fast in the Ardennes, conducted amphibious assaults across the Pacific, and perfected air mobility in Southeast Asia. Many soldiers still serving brought peace and stability to the Balkans, while thousands more are in harm's way in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other dangerous places. The Guiding Foundation's logic chart shows how the Army continues this legacy of service. Soldiers with physical and moral courage, the ability to think critically and creatively, and the resilience to endure hardship provide the Army its collective strength. Soldiers are the strength of our Army today and tomorrow, just as they have been since 1775.